We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse on this Tuesday, April 23, game two tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. Plenty of good seats still available at Fiserv Forum if you can make it downtown Milwaukee. I'm Bart Winkler here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, also wherever you get your podcast. I'm going to try a couple of different things here today so we could have some great technological advancements, or it can be the usual dumpster fire that it is. As far as the game tonight, I do like the Bucks. They are a small favorite. I think there's a little bit of me that thinks, okay, maybe what you saw in game one was not a fluke, not too good to be true, but from the Pacers' end, they have to be better than that, right? I mean, the Indiana Pacers have to be better than the team that we saw on Sunday night. I'm not sure how much better. I think that if you're going to expect what you're going to expect out of Tyrese Haliburton this postseason and in this series, I think that this game is kind of indicative of that. I don't think that he's going to have a big series. I think the way that he played against us in previous games, I'm just not sure he's ready. I don't know. The way that they were very confident early when beating the Bucks, the whole thing with the basketball, with Giannis scoring points, it just seemed like it was little brother getting one over big brother. And when that happens, big brother's been beating you forever. And maybe not just like you in the matchup, but also your friends have been beating you. And everywhere else you go, you get your ass kicked. And then finally you get to beat somebody. And it's like, we got to celebrate like it's like there's no tomorrow. And I feel like the Pacers did that. I also feel like in the first half of the season, especially with the in-season tournament, the NBA is like, oh, okay, yeah, Tyrese Haliburton, you are a star. You are. And then he says, "Yeah, not so fast. I'm not quite sure I'm ready to be that." So we'll see what he does tonight. I think really if he puts up 25 or something, along with Siakam, who was kind of getting his way, which we haven't really talked about, if he puts up 25, 30, then you could be in a little more trouble. But I do think that the Bucks have a sense of confidence. I think they just needed to see it. I think they just needed to do it and to do it in the playoffs. This is a veteran team with a guy who was acquired for these moments in Dame, with a Giannis who is not quite ready, doubtful again. I have no expectation that he'll play. I'm sure Doc will tell us at 5:30 he's not playing. And I don't know why we get lost in that shuffle. And I don't want to continue to get lost in that shuffle. This is a veteran team that has done this before. It's old hat for them. It's repetition. It's like, the first round, shit. We got to go through this again. And the crowd has to be there. I'm telling you, Yeah, sometimes I sound like whiny little brat guy when I say it, but the crowd has to be a factor. This is a long 2-month grueling for any team that gets to the final destination. You're going to need support from the fan base. I don't know why historically that take of mine has been met with such pushback. You know, when I'm screaming at people to go to the games, I'm not screaming at you to go to every game on a school night. God, the first time I told Brewers fans to go to a game, some of the people, man, that listened to 1250 were just the meanest people ever. Why are you so mean to me? Because I was a young little brash asshole? Yeah, probably. So I think that you need to be loud. I think you need to wear the shirts. If you're not wearing a shirt, because we're all assuming we're so fat here, if you're not wearing a shirt, at least wear white. You've seen now for 2 days that the shirts are white. At least wear white, okay? And if you're like, well, I'm going to work. Now it's probably too late, but I'm going to work. I gotta go straight from work. You don't have a white shirt that you can like bring with you. If you wear a suit and tie to the office, you don't. The days of taking sports, like business clients to sports games, that needs to end also. Maybe if you're in a suite, but not in the, like not there. You do that on the golf course. That's where you need to do that. So wear the shirt. If you think you're too fat, just suck it in. You're sitting down most of the time anyway. No one can see. Wear the t-shirt. The Bucks did a good job the other night of like telling the fans what to do. I do want to credit them for that. The Bucks did a good job of like, don't sit down till we score. Wave those towels really aggressively. Like, that's smart. Because we're too dumb to do it. Or we need to be like egged on to it. The whole Wisconsin sports scene, as like fans, we are like person at wedding that won't go on the dance floor. It doesn't matter if you're bad. This is a wedding. This is like the one time to ever be on a dance floor. You're not being judged. Nobody cares. You're just there to have a good, I can't. Well, who cares? So you need a little push. You need a couple of drinks. Maybe that's what you need. But I implore you, wear the shirt. I would go tonight. See, I'm hypocritical because I'm not going. Brother, I got a nighttime job. I got to be at the nighttime job. And I did go Sunday. So I have that. I went to the first one, which means now I can lecture and scold because I went to the first one. I can tell you now how to act because I got that under my belt, which is really why I went. Some comments on Twitter, t-shirt time, you're goddamn right. Ken with a good LFG Bucks. Chris says, Pacers by 8 tonight, sorry. I guess, could I see the Pacers winning? I mean, I wouldn't bet my house that the Bucks are going to win. I wouldn't bet my arm that the Bucks are going to win. Like, this is a series that we had waning confidence in. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what we're going to get out of them. Okay, but what I think we're going to get out of them is a pretty good game. I think that they're ready. I think that they are focused. I think that they'll be determined. I think that they are, but I do think the crowd is a big part of it. So I'm not just saying like, oh, crowd, you got to be crowd. No, you got to like, they need it. Damian Lillard mentioned the towels. It's like, you think it's so dumb, but even like the flashlight thing. Show your flashlight. Why don't people do that? Just do it. You look across the stadium. It looks cool, and you're like, I couldn't show my flashlight. I'm too embarrassed to put on the one to just touch a button on my phone and literally do nothing. It's complete darkness. But I couldn't. Ken says, in fairness, as the team have the attitude of round one, it stands to reason the fans might pick up on that energy too, which is why they also did their job. They did their job in game one. They gave you a reason to cheer. Okay? Damian Lillard went crazy. He had 35 points in the game and the first half, but he had 35 points. Chris is back. He says Dame needs 40. That'd be great. And I think Dame can get 40. Now the shots are going to have to fall. I thought the rims were crazy. I thought on Sunday, a lot of in and out shots. And there was another game. I think the Knicks game last night saw a lot of in and out shots. It was pretty wild. I do have a couple of voicemails today to play, and I'm going to try to play them through my computer. So again, I'm going to try to get crazy on you. I'll do that here in a minute. I also am going to try to interview myself from 19 years ago, which could be a disaster as well. I've got all this college content, which is terrible, but I have to do something with it. So we're going to experiment, if you do not mind. A reminder, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART, B-A-R-T, 25% off each and every order. That is every order, whether it is the tinctures or the lip balms or the cream. And this is like THC, okay, but also without the THC, with CBD. I think a lot of people have found that CBD helps them, whether it's aches or pains in their joints, and the lotion's really good for that. Or you take a gummy and maybe it helps that way. It's fun to experiment with this stuff because it, you know, you can feel good while you're doing that. And also it's just a nice kind of relaxing thing. The seltzers are very effective, I will say. They've teamed up with 1840 Brewing, and the seltzers are very effective. All of these products available at their shop in Muskego. And you can also get the seltzers at Ray's and Tosa. And you can also just go to happyplacehemp.com, put in the promo code at checkout, BART, 25% off, free shipping in most cases. Use the promo code B-A-R-T, BART.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brevin says no more than 35% of the fans will wear the shirts tonight. That might be too high. That might be too high. All right. Hey, it's our buddy Q. Okay, Q, I'm going to play a voicemail first, if you don't mind, but I need you here to just make sure we can hear it.
All right. I'm here.
I know that this is probably stuff I should do in practice, but now then I also have to remember how to do this. Okay. I think I can share a screen. Do you see it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Spark Guy.
Bart, Spark Guy here. Monday after game.
We can hear it. If that was what. Now I can't hear it.
You can't?
No, but I could when your screen.
Okay. All right. Let me try something else.
It sounded really good with your screen up, but I don't know if we could see Spark Guy's phone number.
Well, that's what I'm trying to not show. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be protective.
I wonder if you share a different.
No,
if you minimize it and share your screen, does it play then? You know, like no. Start playing and then share your screen.
What if I did this?
It's much quieter.
I want to briefly congratulate you on this moment in time.
It's quieter?
Yeah, I had turned it all the way up, and he's like whispering.
All right, so we'll do it the old-fashioned way.
It sounded so good the other way. I feel like if you just minimize it, try this. So start playing it. Are sure
that screen. Won't work.
If you minimize it, it won't work. Are you sure? Like if you put up like bucks.com and play it in a different.
Oh, window. Hold on.
I think that'll work.
Hold on.
Season, so enjoy the moment. You always have to enjoy the moments. On the
sounds good.
I do have to have a gripe.
I can't do it. It's not gonna work.
Okay.
I'm trying to do something, but I am gonna play the voicemail. Tim, you got a lot of work to do in post. Yeah, a lot of work to do in post. But I am gonna play the voicemail via the old fashioned way.
I hope he talks about Caleb Williams. That's
no, it's even better.
Really?
Mark guy here. Monday after game one, I do want to briefly congratulate you on this moment in time. They dominated yesterday and won game one, buys you some reprieve on all the naysayers all season. So enjoy the moment. You always have to enjoy the moments. I wanted to start with that. I do have to have a gripe, and it's going to put me at odds with pretty much everybody in the Winkler verse, but I have to say it. The t-shirts drive me nuts. This just mass campaign to get everyone to wear the shirts. Do you know the last group that wanted everyone to wear the same shirt? They're called the brown shirts, Mussolini. I'm not a part of it, okay?
Oh.
I don't think it has anything to do with crowd engagement or crowd activity or anything like that. Look at some of the craziest crowds in ever. The 80s Boston Garden, some of those Detroit crowds, Chicago Stadium in the early 90s. Look at the crowd. No one is wearing team gear. No one is wearing the same shirt. They're going crazy. It has nothing to do with that. Now, I will acknowledge the modern stadium is different. It's bigger. It's wider concourses. You cannot contain the energy of a stadium the way that you could even at the Bradley Center of Memory. You can't do that. That's the downside of the modern stadium. The upsides of the modern stadium are much higher, though. You got to also have been in those crowds back in the day, and you can go out to somewhere even like Philly where they still have some of those remnants of those crowds. Yeah, they're louder. Yeah, they're more engaged, but they're also dangerous. It's ridiculous back then. Forget that. Like, I get very frustrated with the same element when it comes to fans. It's first off the crowd. Human emotion and human engagement is finite. You try to maximize it, but this idea that you can go from starting whistle to ending whistle and be completely psychotic the entire time, at some point there's a disingenuous feel, unless it's game seven of the NBA Finals. But even then, you're going to have ups and downs. You have to be strategic about it, and I think the Pfizer Forum, those guys are strategic about it. There were a couple times they really busted out the get up on your feet, especially when they started to come back in the second half. And they really use their big pop on your feet, on your feet, on your feet. They do a good job starting the fourth quarter. And there's a few selected other times to get the crowd going. But you cannot expect a first-round playoff crowd to be on their feet the entire time. It's disingenuous, and it's not going to feel right, and it's not going to be sustainable. The same element to people that only blame the coaches. I'll close with this. Players play. I cheer. I go crazy. I get excited about certain plays. I don't wear fan gear. I don't need to wear fan gear. But I go nuts when I need to. But at the end of the day, players play. Crowds don't cheer. Even coaches don't coach. Players play, buddy. All right, see ya.
Well, okay. Now, comparing the fans wearing a T-shirts to like a Soviet army is funny, but a little bit of a stretch. Voicemails, by the way, 402-915-2278, 402-915-BART. Thanks to our friends at Carl's Place. They have golf simulators for every occasion. Well, the one occasion is you want to golf at your house or in a place. If you're a bar owner, I should focus on that. Get a golf simulator in there, man. Then we got nowhere to go except for the stadium. We ain't going there. So somebody get hooked up with Carl's place and do it via my link. CarlofET.com/Bart. CarlofET.com/Bart. Just put the shirt on. There's a comment here. Oh, Mussolini's Italian. Thank you. Whatever. I was thinking Bolsheviks.
We get those commies mixed up.
Whatever. That was 100 years ago.
I agree with Spark Guy. I'm not a big fan of the t-shirts. I think tonight's logo is really cool, but I like giveaways that encourage fan engagement. And I think putting a t-shirt on, it's like, we haven't had a lot of success with it, for one. And two, like, once it's on, it doesn't impact how you do anything. That's why I like the towels. Like, every person they gave a towel to waved their towel at some point. Yeah. So I'm probably going to bring my towel tonight.
Bring your towel.
Yeah. But I wish they would discontinue the shirts. I'm never a big fan. So.
Italians were fascists best than not commies. So Nicholas is our history major on the show. Look. I'm trying to figure out how to put a different screen on one screen. I can't be bothered to know world history. That's like common to most adult civilians. I do apologize. That is embarrassing. I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed. But I will live on. Great picture, by the way, of this guy's front teeth. That is just, I mean, what are you doing? Figure out how to crop your face.
I think he's got a nice smile. He's just showing off.
Yeah, I suppose. So we could talk about the shirts all day. I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know why we have to be the one fan base that thinks like it's such a outrageous ask. That in-season tournament shirt didn't fit me. I put it on. Freedom Boner says, I don't like wearing the shirts at the game. I spent $200 on a jersey that I wear to the game. I'd rather wave a towel. $200? I'm not wearing a jersey that I spent $200 on at the game. Well, you can get that dirty. Come on.
I guess I'll repeat what I said. It doesn't make sense to me that the Bucks keep trying to issue shirts for us to wear if we just don't want to. Like,
no, I like it. I would like to see them go all 1940s Soviet Union and go Mussolini on everybody. And I would like to see them just like physically put the shirts on people. Like people should try to squirm their way out of them. Force these shirts upon people. Don't let them in. Don't let them back to their seat unless they put their shirts on.
But see that it has an anti-effect. So if you squeeze a big person into a little shirt, they're having trouble breathing the entire game, which impacts their ability to cheer. So like it, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. I will be wearing a white shirt tonight, but I can't stand it.
Well, that's good enough. Grant says being anti-t-shirt is not a reasonable take anyone should have. Well, Q said that fat people could die. So
I didn't say it was a health concern. I said it would impact their cheering, their lung capacity.
Why aren't you cheering, honey? can't breathe. Come on.
I think the best take that I saw on this all day was that 90% of the people talking about the shirts are not going to the game. So it's like, if you're not going to the game, like not you, Bart, but just generally, like it costs $40 to get in. Like if you feel really strongly about wearing a shirt or not wearing a shirt, go vote by.
We are the most coupon like forward state in the union. And all you guys are complaining about a free t-shirt. Do you know the things you would do for free shirts at other places? Like the same fans that are pushing each other out of the way to get these shitty Gruber shirts, get a shirt gifted to them and we'll wear them. Put on the shirt.
And it's a nice jockey shirt, like Wisconsin company represent. Jockey shirts go for...
It ain't crappy like this towel is.
They're at least $10 a shirt.
This was printed on a half hour before the game. Anyway, Give me a basketball take on tonight.
What,
and then I will
what do you,
get you?
I was going to – yeah, so keys to the game for me, can Pat Bev keep it up against Tyrese Haliburton? I think – I expect Dame to score close to 30 again, probably not all in the first half. But I think the other big key is going to be Bobby Portis. I think he only scored 15 in game one. Typically when Giannis is out, he's putting up like 20, 25 and like 10 to 15 rebounds. So I think Pat Bev and Bobby Portis are my keys to the game.
Cone's wearing a shirt.
Cone.
Go Suns.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
A Suns shirt.
See? He's wearing a shirt.
They got the Disney characters on it. Mickey Mouse, Goofy.
I think that series might be... Like, I'm not a guy that says series are over anymore. I don't know, though. I don't think they can beat the Timberwolves.
I don't either. They need Chris Paul back.
Yeah. Well, all they do is just have three guys that shoot mid-range and nobody knows which one of them should bring the ball up, so it's Bradley Beal.
And we got Cowherd now attacking Kevin Durant, saying he's becoming more and more irrelevant.
He might be a little right.
He might be. I think he is. He's righter than you.
He is. Kevin Durant.
Did you see the MJ quote from this week?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, so he said that in 2001 that he was sleeping with 2 to 3 women a day and that he suspects there are children that he has out there that he's not aware of, and at least one of them might be playing in the NBA.
Anthony Edwards, definitely.
Yeah, but it's just kind of crazy.
No, I miss that.
Yeah.
2 to 3 women a day?
Yeah,
That's it?
Well, in 2001, he was pushing 40, so.
Guys, are you sure this is a real quote or not like one of these NBA Central quotes?
It was like from one of those aggregated NBA Twitter
There's
pages,
no chance so. Michael Jordan you said never, that.
I thought it came from NBA Central.
No, that the guy who said Republicans wear sneakers too is not going to go around and talk about how he's got illegitimate children plastered all over this country. I'm going to call cap on that. If I may.
That's a pretty right-wing view though.
What?
Nah, never mind. I don't want to go there, but
it's as pro-life as you can be.
Yeah, it's very pro-life.
It is very pro-life. Corey says not wearing the shirt is like when Kramer wouldn't wear the ribbon. Exactly.
Is this an actual discussion? Like, what are they going to, like, what's the deal? Do people not like shirts?
There's just a tendency in Wisconsin to not do things. I don't know. Like I say all the time, we're the state that thinks going to a wedding means put on your nicest jeans and your nicest polo, which happens to have right here the place of your employment. Like, we are really bad when it comes to wearing shit.
Or a Packer polo. That's usually people's nicest ones they got.
Packer polo. Sometimes even a jersey. Why stop there?
Can we move off the shirt? Let's not make this a shirt or not shirt pod.
No, that was the intention. That was my intention of doing this.
The whole thing? A half hour?
Oh, I think it's the most engaging topic. What? You think the Bucks are going to lose tonight? Okay, fuck you. Maybe they will, though. I don't think they will.
Do we think Zach Wilson has a career resurgence with Sean Payton?
I would like to just remind people that he's only 24 years old, and he's only a few short months older than some of these prospects. So while I think he was drafted way too high and abused, and the New York Jets are the Veep of football teams, everything that can go wrong will go wrong, I think that there is a chance you could still see competitive football out of Zach Wilson. Will it be with Sean Payton? I don't know if I like that marriage. But he's probably, I mean, he's the best quarterback they have right now until they draft whatever. I'm getting real tired of this J.J. McCarthy nonsense.
Minnesota is going to panic draft him at like number 4 or 5. They're trading up. They're going to see Daniels, Williams, and Drake May go top 3, whatever order. Obviously, Williams is going first, but and then they're going to trade up for to 4 or 5 to take McCarthy. So I think that's happening.
I think a lot of this was a masterclass move by Jim Harbaugh, who he coached McCarthy. They got to a national championship. He realized he's drafting 5th. He wants Marvin Harrison Jr. So he's like, shit, he's going to go 4. What if I hype up J.J. McCarthy so much that I get him to go in the top 4 and then I can get Marvin Harrison Jr.? Brilliant. That's the play. Harbaugh's, you can't, these guys are always thinking.
Does Harbaugh have like GM responsibilities too, or is he just coach?
He's coach, but they'll use him.
Because then he kind of holds the keys of which team J.J. McCarthy goes to.
Do you guys want to talk to Bart from 2005 about what the Packers should do in the draft?
Was that the A.J. Hawk draft?
It's the draft where we took Rodgers.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
I would. I think old Bart didn't wear so many hats, right?
He didn't. If we could talk to Bart from 2005, I have a few questions for Bart from 2005. It does look like there's a quarterback that the Packers are very interested in.
We want defense, and that's where we're going to go. Charlie Fry has sparked our interest the last couple of weeks, and we are looking to draft him in the second round. Ted Thompson and Mike Sherman are not going to be happy that I'm telling everyone this, but we are looking at Charlie Fry in the second round. Also Jason Campbell, but I do not think they were going to take him. Charlie Fry, we really like him to success Brett Favre. For our first pick, there's 5 guys we're looking at. Brony Poole, he's a safety from Oklahoma. We really like him. We like what he can do. And right now at safety, we're starting Todd Franz, mm-hmm. and we really don't like that because I didn't even know who he was until they brought him in and I met him last week. We sat down for Blimpies.
I don't think anybody knows who Todd Franz is.
No, well, I do. I met him. So then the fourth guy we're going to take, we got both Cody guys in the draft we're looking at, Dan and Sean, both D linemen. We really like them both. Second, we're going to look at Thomas Davis from Georgia. He's a safety. He can
big
also
wee
play
guy.
Outside linebacker. We really like him. But the guy that we're going to draft, if he's there, is DeMarcus Ware out of Troy. We like his speed. We like his size. He's kind of comparable to a KGB, and we really like that comparison with those two guys. So if we can get them, Aaron Campman, signed an offer sheet with the Vikings last week, and we're pretty sure we're going to let him go. Mm-hmm. So we want this guy, DeMarcus Ware.
I think the bit was that I was working in the Packer personnel department.
A lot of we talk. I guess.
That's why I was saying we, because I was representing the Packers, as you can tell by the sweatshirt.
As I was going to say, you could tell by the sweatshirt.
So how old were you? Then? You look like you were like 17.
I would have been 20.
Nice.
So rep 21. Do you have any more questions for Bart from 2005? Because I might have a couple more.
Or is this
dumb?
Ask.
I want to know if there's anybody else that the Packers are looking for on offense. I want to know if there's anybody else that the Packers might be interested in offensively.
2 years, 10 of the 15 guys we drafted were on defense. So while our defense needs that help and we need that improvement, we know that we need to fill with offensive guys because Green and Naj are not going to both be there in the years to come. We're looking at Darren Sproles out of Kansas State, good running back, and he's also a good kick returner, which will fill in the role of Antonio Chapman, who's been playing below the level that we're thinking.
Yeah.
Also, I got 2 other guys for you, some wide receivers. Steve Savoy out of Utah and Taylor Stubblefield out of Purdue. I just met this guy last week. That's why I didn't really know his name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But he's from Purdue, and we both like those guys maybe later in the 6th, 7th round.
So I've been watching some of these old tapes of me, and it's like I thought it'd be like fun and whatever, but it's actually gotten into my head now.
And why is that?
Because they're terrible.
You're 20.
Yeah, it's, I think you did. You like take diction lessons or something after this, or did
what?
Yeah, you're a wit.
You sound like a lot more polished. You sounded straight out of the Shire back then.
The accent is a lot thicker. Yes,
and it's like slurring a little bit. You're slurring words there.
Yeah, you sounded drunk.
I sounded like you the other day.
I guess you're just excited.
All right, does Bart from 2005, one more question for him. Do you think they'll make any trades in this year's draft, the Packers?
For a year that we're not going to trade up in the draft, it's this year. Ted Thompson's came in. He's from Seattle, and his philosophy is the more, the better. So we're going to try to get as much picks as we can this year. If we can get – we got a lot of holes to fill, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, our defense was 25th in the league last year. Basically, if you're going to expect any trades from us, expect us to trade down and maybe get more guys, more role players, more special teams players.
Also, I'm not happy with the sideburn look here.
Yeah, you got to clean that up.
I mean, is that hair underneath? What am I doing?
So, was this for a class project?
This was my class. Every week we went on TV.
So what did you? What grade did you get in this class?
What grade would you give me, asshole?
Give you like a C.
I guess. No, I'd give you an A because you made a career out of it. So clearly.
Well, you don't know that at the time. Well.
I'd give you a C. Yeah.
I was always like, yeah. Then I got out of college and my boss in lacrosse is like, I don't see you as a sports guy. And I was like, huh? I'm like, well, fuck. Yeah. I don't see you as a guy who communicates whatsoever. What are you doing? God, I tried out for Dream Job. That version of me. Went to Minnesota and tried out for Dream Job. That's all I have for Bart from 2005. So, I do have a lot of other clips that I'm just splicing together for like a 2-minute thing. And you can see where I gained the weight in college. It's quite remarkable.
So if you had to go back, if you had a time machine and you could go back and meet 2005 Bart, what would you tell him about today? One piece of advice.
I would tell him to, I would tell him to like buy Bitcoin and shit.
True.
But about my job, my career.
Yeah.
I would say just, I don't know. I don't know what I would tell him. I would tell him to drop communications and get a business degree.
Reach for the stars, kid.
That's what I would tell him. All right. What else you guys got?
Broncos.
Are you going to watch the game tonight?
What? Yes, I'll watch the game.
No, I asked Cone if he's going to watch the game. You missed the last game.
Oh, I did.
Why?
Southwest doesn't have TNT. I was coming back from the Villages.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Oh, great time. Played a lot of golf, swam at the pools, you know, danced around town square. We saw some good bands. There was a nice old car show. Beautiful. Great time.
I didn't get any golf, but there's a ton of courses there. I walked a couple of them like a real loser. Yep. Everyone's got a golf cart, man. Some of them are so tricked out.
A lot of Badger and Packer ones down there. We saw reacted with some locals about the Greg Gard, basically the Badger team falling apart before our very eyes.
Yeah, I gotta say, this NIL shit, I'm not into it.
I'm sick of it. It's tainted. College basketball, college sports, officially tainted.
Well, WIA is going to vote on it this week, and even if they say no, it's still coming for high school.
How would that work? Do high schools pay to their players, or is it colleges that are now able to pay high school players in hopes of recruiting them?
That's a great question. Because like the first thing I thought was you could get the star quarterback to pitch like a fucking car rental place or a car like Lens Trucks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We got the trucks, Zach. <There's> trucks.
When I was a ref coordinator in Fondy, the Lens boys, they were coaching teams. They were some of the hardest people to deal with, I will say. They were always yelling at my little young referees. I said, what are you doing? These kids are 15. Like, well, they're blind. It's like,
well, it's okay. Good for business. They gotta instill that, you know, lack of confidence in the kids so that one day they'll grow up to buy trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, lack of confidence so that when they go to a car dealership, they get run over by a salesman as well.
What happened to the NCAA Super League that was discussed like earlier in the month for a couple
for football?
Days? Yeah.
These things come and go. There's no real plans for them. It's always like there's nobody in charge of any of this. The biggest problem I have with NIL is that you're making like, okay, so you just saw Bart from 2005. The development of that child's brain is very moist. It's like it's a spongy brain. These kids at that age, it's weird because you're like thinking you're an adult, but you're a kid. It's very hard to be in control of your feelings and your sensibilities at that age. Now, give them all of this respect, give them all of this love, make them feel like they are in demand, and they're going to play and jump all these colleges, which I think they have the right to like go where they want to go in their life. I do. But the problem is you're paying them all this money to do it. And there's a lot of like kind of false prophet kind of stuff for some of these people when really they're just average basketball players at that level. So then they're not going to go pro, and then they're going to have this wild sense of self-worth and entitlement. And then they're going to get into real corporate America like everybody else. And they're just going to be like not well-adjusted humans. I think that's the issue. Also, the issue is it makes college basketball shitty, but I'm trying to look at it from a dad perspective.
I think the other side of that coin, though, is like, okay, like a Chucky Hepburn, you know, what prospects does he have of going to the NBA? It's pretty low. I don't think he's an NBA player. Like, you might as well go get your money now while you can. So, like, that's kind of the other side of that coin.
I think the next level recruiting was what they did with AJ Storr. And recruiting his girlfriend to go to Kansas just to reel him in. That's like the next level stuff right there.
What does she do?
I think she's a basketball player as well. Right, oh. Right, Cone?
I think my connection's crapping out, so I'm going to hop off, guys. But go Bucks. Bucks and five.
All right, go Bucks. Bucks and five. Your Bucks prediction?
I'm still going Bucks and four.
So. All right.
See you, Bart.
See you. Q, Cone, and Bart from 2005. Thanks to all of them for joining. A couple other things I do want to mention. I got another voicemail to play here off Carl's place. If you're watching the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you can see Bart from 2005. If you are listening to the audio, well, you can certainly, I think, hear the difference. The Brewers do lose last night. Jacob Junis getting drilled in the head while running. Look, I've been on those fields when people are taking batting practice. There's a reason they like don't let you on the field. It's very scary. Normally when there's people doing outfield work, that's when people are jogging and playing catch. They're doing infield work also. I have not seen batting practice where people are just hanging out in the outfield. So that was probably a mistake. And it sounds like he's okay. So the Brewers lose to the Pirates last night, 4-2. They got a sweep over the weekend against the Cardinals. As you know, I think this season is pretty fun. It's exciting. I know there's a lot going on. I'm getting tied up with the NBA and stuff. You know, tonight I probably won't watch much of the game. If I'm not watching the Bucks, I'll be watching the other NBA stuff. And then it's being demanded of me that I give somewhat of fake attention to the NHL. So that's been a real challenge. But the Brewers right now are in first place. And I think this is fun. Get themselves in a position where once we get to the summer, you know, things are competitive. Get themselves into a position where that Memorial Day series is really spicy between them and the Cubs. So really happy with the start to the season. I know they've already started, what, 8 or 9 different starting pitchers. So that's not a real recipe to success. But I do like the I just like the feel of the team. And I think a lot of that goes to the credit of Pat Murphy. I would like to know what the separation is between what is Pat Murphy and what is it's not Craig Counsell. And there's a lot of new kind of guys here and maybe guys that didn't play under Craig. So, you know, you can't totally do it in that way. But I think with Contreras getting a lot of recognition now, Hoskins homering again. So I think it's a great start to the season, even if I'm not able to give it my full attention. I know a lot of you are, and you should be. They are very, very, very good. I also would like to make my yearly complaint to stop caring about MLB power rankings. Honestly, my God, that'll be my next unfollow spree, is anyone who comments about the unfollow rankings. The big controversy this week was the Cubs split a series with the Marlins, and the Brewers swept a division rival, and the Cubs were ahead of the Brewers in the power rankings. What the fuck does it matter? Stop caring about it. Power rankings in the NFL are kind of fun. Power rankings in Major League Baseball in April? It's a waste of your energy. Don't you guys understand that what I'm trying to do the most is just tell you when or when not to have your energy expent? That's not a word. That was a 2005 Bart word. The Sean O'Connell says, hopefully the Brewers can score some Dan Cheney insurance run tonight in Pittsburgh. Got to have a lead, though, first. Chuck's going to have boots on the ground tonight. I would assume at the Bucks game. Send the tweet to the Winklerverse if you can. I do have another voicemail from Landmark on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART. Here is Landmark.
Good morning, Bart. It's Landmark. I saw the signal that you put out into the Winklerverse for your Milwaukee Wave correspondent, and here I am to regrettably inform you that the Milwaukee Wave season is over. So they did defeat the undefeated Monterey Flash a couple of weekends ago, first round of Boston, and in true Wisconsin sports fashion, they lost to their arch rival, the Kansas City Comets. So, as in all things Wisconsin sports, our rival has taken us out again. So, that's unfortunate, but, you know, we've got Bucks basketball to focus on here, and unfortunately, the Bucks and the Wave have a lot of parallels this season, where the Wave's an older team with a bunch of injuries, and then they kind of slid back in the playoff standings, and we don't have to go into all that. We're just going to focus our energy on the Bucks and the Brewers and the draft and all this other fun stuff, but I figured that I will at least let you know that, unfortunately, my coverage for the season of the Wave is done. I hope you are well, Winklerverse, and I will talk to you later. Goodbye.
Landmark, always thank you for your coverage. Just fill out your W-9, and I'll make sure that we pay you for that. Ooh, this is a question I might use tonight on the show, or at least at some point. First date to a Bucks playoff game, a good or bad move? I think good. The worst first date you can have is a movie. Because you don't talk. And then you like do the arm thing. You guys don't want to touch each other. So bad. Bad first date. A Bucks playoff game? Good. Good. Plenty of entertainment. Plenty of things you can talk about. Maybe you can grease the guys in the entertainment department to get the kiss cam on you. Someone who has been on the kiss cam before. Although it was with my wife. Horrible move, says elevator music. Set next to a couple on an awkwardly bad date during game 1. Good for us because it was very funny. Oh. Well, Chucky, I'm going to need a full report on this now. If you can DM me or email or some way get a hold of me and let me know how it goes. I think that it could be a good move. I think that it can be a good move. Now, if she's a Bucks fan, I think it's a really good move. If she's like not into sports, it's not a good move. Is she into sports? If she's a Bucks fan, it's a really good move, I think. I think that depends on it. Yeah. Because, like, what have I done for first dates? Mini golf used to be the move. Bucks fan more into baseball? Okay. Mini golf used to be the move, which I had varying levels of success with that. Just kidding. It failed every time. Bowling. Tried that in high school. That didn't work. Just at dinner and drinks with my wife, that seemed to be the go-to. It seemed to be the easy one, but I like trying to explore. Because you'll learn a lot about, you know, in public, maybe somebody spills on you. That's why they say always go on a vacation before you get married to kind of see what they're like in those circumstances. So yeah. All right. Bucks date, first move, first date. I'm totally into it. And I will bring that tension, that topic to a national audience at some point. When I do, it'll be when I like run out of shit to say. Hopefully there's enough fun stuff tonight that happens. You got Mavs Clippers tonight, right? And Timberwolves Suns. Applebee's, so many first dates. That's from Robert. Probably like, oh boy, this guy's back. Same table, Robert. What do you mean? I never come here. Well, you get the bottomless apps, don't you? Isn't that the case? They're not a sponsor. All right. Thank you for stopping by a little bit here on this Tuesday. Enjoy the game tonight. I will be on Infinity Sports Network. Sparky will have coverage. Rami's got coverage. A lot of guys, you know, doing a lot of good stuff. Even if you don't watch it live, catch some of the stuff afterwards. Hopefully it's a long run. Obviously, a long run. Should be a fun run. If it is that, I still don't know that we're getting 2 months of Bucks basketball. Just get us out of this series first. We'll probably play the Knicks. I thought the Sixers really just – and the Lakers were doing it too after a while. You can't go down 0-2 and then bitch about the refs. You can't do it. Sports shouldn't be played in Denver. It's totally unfair. Lakers would have won in any other city last night. All right, thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. We will talk to you later in the week with Go Bucks. Bucks in six.